Mark Chi has been your boss the entire time you've been with Illumina, up through last Friday, right?
That's correct.
Did you ever report to Dr. Zarnik directly?
No.
You talked, when Ms. Espinoza examined you, about pooling of dye lots.
That's right.
May I, Your Honor? Do you know what the trade name was that Molecular Probes, the vendor, used for the blue dye?
Yeah, it was Botopy 493.
So 493 was blue?
That's what I call blue, yeah.
What's the trade name for green?
Botopy TMR. It's abbreviated by TMR.
TMR, green. And what's the trade name for red?
It's basically XTR they used.
Have you heard of TRX, rather?
See, basically it's called Texas Red.
Texas Red.
Texas Red, equivalents. It's Botopy Texas Red, and X refers to the linger.
These are the trade names used by molecular biology. I mean, molecular probes.
That's right.
Okay. And the green, TMR, was the one that was mislabeled?
A subset of that was mislabeled.
Now, which vials were pooled with... Which vials were pooled... When you say pooled, mixed together?
Well, we had 11 blue vials that were mixed together, all blue. 11 all green and 11 all red vials.
So was there any blue mixed with green or green mixed with red? Were there any combinations that were mixed?
No. Well, you know, other than the mix-up.
And how did the mix-up involve, if it did, two different colors being mixed together?
We had 11 tubes. They were all labeled TMR or green. In actuality, I think, like, 4 of them contained red, but they were labeled green.
All right. So in actuality, TMR was mixed with TRX?
That's right.
Let's take a look at the memo you wrote, please. Exhibit 354. Let me make sure I've got this, Dr. Gunderson. These are the two that you say were mixed because of the mislabeling.
That's right.
Actually, let's look at the molecular probes letter first, which is 275. This is the letter from the vendor telling you which dye lot was mislabeled?
That's right.
And what dye lot was mislabeled?
It was Botopy TMR.
And what particular dye lot? What lot number?
Oh, 4301-3 or something.
I'm sorry, 43?
101-3. Yeah.
That's the mislabeled one?
Actually, I think it was... Maybe it was 650 we used for the white light. It was either... The second dye was either TXR or 650 that was mixed up with.
TMR. That's the green dye that was mislabeled, right?
Yeah, the green dye was mixed up with the red dye.
The one that was mislabeled was TMR, correct?
That's right.
Lot 4301-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at your memo, which is Exhibit 354. This is where you explained what happened in the experiment.
That's right.
Second page, please. Here's where you describe which vials of dye were pooled together, is that right?
That was for Botopy 493, yeah.
11 vials of dye were pooled for the reaction 9 from lot number 4302-1 and 2 vials from lot number 4371-3, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you see any reference in your memo, Dr. Gunderson, to lot number 4301-3?
Not in this memo, no. It doesn't really describe the labeling of TMR, TRX, or 650 in the memo.
So this claim that only a portion of the mislabeled dye was mixed together, that's not addressed anywhere in this summary, anywhere in your memo talking about this experiment.
No.
You didn't address that?
I addressed it in the beginning of the memo.
You didn't talk at all about lot 4301-3.
Like I said, I didn't talk about Botopy, TMR, TRX, Botopy 650. Those are also pooled.
Sure you did. Here you are talking about the labeling.
No, but I didn't go through what lot numbers were used in pooling and so forth, or if those were actually written down. I didn't conduct any of these experiments. I didn't do the labeling myself. I did not record those into my notebooks because they were done by Monica and Jim.
Paragraph 4 talks about how the labels were labeled.
They were labeled 493, TMR, TRX, 650.
And you do talk about TMR being mislabeled vials, correct?
Yeah. Actually, I think it was. The red dye that we used for white light data that was analyzed was 650. TRX was what we used for the laser system. So that, I think...
Let's focus on TMR, the green, the one that was mislabeled.
That's right.
Okay. You do mention that in section 4 of your memo?
Yeah.
And this is the section where you were talking about how the decoders were labeled.
That's right.
You do talk about some pooling that took place.
Uh-huh.
And you do talk about lot number 4301-1?
That's right.
You do talk about lot 4371-3?
That's right.
There's no reference here to 4301-3?
No.
Okay.
I probably didn't have that information in front of me when I was writing the memo.
You didn't have Molecular Dye's letter that was sent a year before you wrote in memo?
I actually never received the letter. I was only told about it, I think, through Monica. I didn't actually get the letter myself. I think I had to chase down Monica and ask her where the letter was and spent some time hunting for it.
Exhibit 269, please. I'll be done in just 2 minutes. Again, Dr. Gunderson, I want to clarify. The two sets of 768, at least the two sets that you were aware of, they involve the first 768 decode experiment and the second?
That's what I recall at this time.
Those are the only two sets you are aware of as of July 13th, correct?
I think so, yeah. That's what...
All right. And as to the first set, the first experiment, that experiment didn't work, correct?
Well, it showed good specificity.
That experiment didn't work, did it?
No, I said there's different levels of working.
All right, let me read from your deposition testimony about that.
It didn't work to the level that I wanted it to work, such that we would generate good oligos for the 2000 set. That's what I refer to as working. If it doesn't, if we don't obtain a lot of oligos to throw into that set of 2000, it doesn't work for that purpose.
Let me try to simplify it. Isn't it correct you couldn't get any meaningful data from the first experiment?
Probably I said that, as best as I recall.
Isn't it correct you couldn't get any meaningful data from the first experiment?
I wouldn't necessarily say any.
Let me read your deposition testimony, page 19, beginning line 8. I think you said the first 768 decode experiment didn't work. Is that right?
I said, yeah, correct.
Let me just read your deposition testimony, sir. Try again. Page 19, beginning line 8. I think you said the first 768 decode experiment didn't work. Is that right?
I did.
Why didn't it work?
In my opinion, the oligos did not immobilize very well on the beating.
Were you able, when you ran the first 768 decode experiment, to conclude with any sort of scientific confidence that you were able to decode any particular number of beads?
The intensities were much too low on much of the beads. We tested our decoders against our test of monthly 16, indicating that, in fact, those were good. The decoders were good.
So, were you able to draw any supportable scientific conclusions from the first 768 decode experiment?
The only conclusion I could draw was the immobilization was too poor to give you any meaningful data.
Do you stand by that?
That's right. We didn't include any of those sequences in the set of 2000.
Thank you. As to the second set of 768 decode data, when you left on vacation July 13th, the same date Mark Chi sent that email, you couldn't draw any scientific conclusions from the second experiment, true?
I could see decoding was working from the clustering, but I didn't know how much I was going to throw into the set of 2000 from the 768.
As the lead scientist, as of this date, July 13th, 2000, you couldn't form any conclusions, could you?
Oh, I could form some conclusions, but not with regard to which sequences we were going forward with in the screen.
Did you have any confidence as to the number of beads that could be decoded with respect to the second set as of July 13th, 2000?
Multiple times asked and answered.
Overruled.
I was thinking about vacation. I was not really thinking about the experiments.
When you left, could you form any scientific conclusions about the number of beads that could be decoded?
By the time I left, I personally hadn't made any conclusion. I hadn't even seen the data. In fact, it wasn't even forwarded to me. I was going to look at the data when I got back from vacation.
Nothing further.
Anything further?
A few.